Here are the FDA-approved and emerging biologics for chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps, and we'll go in the order of FDA approval in the United States. First was dupilumab, which blocks the IL-4R-alpha receptor subunit that is found on many of the inflammatory cells that are involved in type 2 inflammation, and blocks the actions of IL-4 and IL-13. It is approved by the FDA as add-on maintenance for adults with uncontrolled chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps, and it's dosed at 300 milligrams every 2 weeks subcutaneous. There were two phase 3 trials. In fact, we will go over all these phase 3 trials in just a minute. They did one trial, Sinus 24, that was 24 weeks, and one that was Sinus 52, which was 52 weeks. Next is omalizumab, which in fact binds IgE. It's approved by the FDA for add-on maintenance for adults with an adequate response to intranasal corticosteroids for nasal polyps. Its dosing is based on serum IgE level and body weight of the patient. So the dose could be anywhere from 75 to 600 milligrams every 2 to 4 weeks subcutaneous. They did two phase 3 trials. Both were 24 weeks, polyp 1 and polyp 2. And the third agent recently approved by the FDA is mevalizumab, which in fact blocks IL-5. It has the same indication for chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps as omalizumab, and it's dosed at 100 milligrams every 4 weeks sub-Q. And they did one 52-week study that was the SYNAPT study. Presently in phase 3 trial is benralizumab,